You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A lot went on in the town this weekend.
Yeah. Busy weekend. Shout out to the Special Olympics for inviting me out and having me DJ their midnight run on Saturday.
How did that go?
People had a good time. My man Cougar East, they surpassed the total people registered. So congratulations to Special Olympics Kansas on that. It went really well. All for a great cause to help the good people at the Special Olympics out.
Casey's next music showcase yesterday.
Yeah, shout out to Trayvon Payne from Top City. He took home Volume 2. It was good.
So what's up? Personally, I didn't do a lot this weekend. I had an unexpected passing in my family. Rest in heaven to my cousin Lonnie. When we moved from New York to Atlanta, she really took me under her wing. Mm-hmm. And she's probably the person that you can thank for my shopping habits. She was a shopper. Also, she was a member of my sorority, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. She wrote my letter for me to be in the sorority and really influenced me a whole lot. And she gained her wings. And at the same time, my niece had her second son, so, you know, it was...
Really?
Yeah, tragedy and joy, you know, all in the same weekend. So, I may have to get out of here on Friday to go to the funeral.
Rest in heaven, Ms. Lonnie. We appreciate
you. For
real,
though. Seriously.
Wow. That's, you know what, Shay? That's how it works, though. You know, sometimes you lose somebody, but then you gain another one.
Like, yeah,
that's what happened to me with my pops. Lost my pops in 2006, May of 2006, and then a year later, my sister told me she was pregnant with my nephew. He was born in 2007.
My father always says that about me. I never knew his mother because, like, literally, like the month after I was born, she died. So that's what he says. I took her place here on Earth. So. You know, that's the circle of life. That's what I said. You know, my cousin lived a very long and prosperous life. She impacted a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And that's what you hope to leave behind. Mm-hmm. You know, is a legacy of people being like, well, dang, that person really, really, really impacted me.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Look for highs in the lower 80s today with a possible thunderstorm in the mix. It is 622 right now. You're probably glad you're 65 and Lee Summers. Shade, what's poppin'?
So Bobby Brown is touring for his new BET miniseries, The Bobby Brown Story, which will be airing soon.
In September.
Uh-huh. And in an interview, he was asked about opening up the domestic violence shelter in the honor of his late daughter, Bobby Christina. And they tried to say that he had been violent towards Whitney.
Wow.
So he denied that. I never recall hearing any domestic violence between Whitney and himself.
I know he was accused of it, but I don't think he was ever...
When?
Charged. In the Whitney documentary, they said he was charged with it.
I don't remember that.
I do.
I remember him being arrested for child support all the time.
Right.
Always getting arrested for driving without license.
But I don't think he was ever convicted of it, though. Here's a clip.
I don't think I'll ever get over it. It's a day-to-day thing. I go through it every day. You know, I think about it every day. But with the grace of God, I'm able to get through my day. With the grace of my kids and my wife, I'm able to get through the day.
That was him talking about Bobby Christina.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get the other clip now. Taking his time. Okay.
It's a live show. Get yourself together. All right, so in this quote, he said, there were no violent incidences between me and Whitney, so no. There wasn't any calls. You're mistaken. You're completely wrong. You're completely wrong. The public record is wrong, is what he said on that.
Mm.
So a video surfaced last month of Brandy taking credit for the Boy Is Mine record.
Uh-oh.
With Monica.
Uh-oh. The mega hit, huh?
Yes. So she said at this performance, quote, "The song is mine. I gotta claim what's mine. If I don't got the boy, I've got the song." Mm. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, Monica at her own performance took the opportunity to thank Brandy for her Grammy. She said, quote, "The only time they called a little black girl from the country to the big stage, an amazing woman, Miss Brandy Norwood. See, the thing is, if we lift each other up, we can do a whole lot."
Look at Monica taking the high road. Look at that.
Yeah.
Are they making they probably gonna make a part two saying the song is mine? Yeah, no?
Hmm.
Oh, okay.
I got it was just slightly dry.
Oh,
that
okay.
Little joke. It was just slightly crispy around the edges.
I got a little chuckle out of you, so that's all that matters.
It was,
you're a tough customer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got to be funny.
It is funny.
I'm a strong black woman.
So Tamar Braxton and her sister Tawanda were on a flight the other day and says that they got caught up in a flying while black incident.
Here's how this works. My flight attendants work for me. They give orders that come from me. Okay.
Yes.
And so if you get an instruction from a flight attendant, I need to know that you are willing and able to do what you're told to do. Are you willing and able to do what you're told to do by a flight attendant? Don't ask me any questions. Mm. Answer yes or no.
Mr. Gray, I said yes.
Okay, thank
but
you.
I will not.
I know you ain't gonna like that.
So, like, at the end, it was like, but I was just asking for a blanket. That's what it sounded like she said to me. So, I don't know if the flight attendant got upset or what happened, but he was very stern with her.
You ain't gonna tell me what to do.
On them flights, they can. The FAA will board that thing and drag you up off of that plane.
They not dragged down. Okay.
All right, with that knee in your neck. All right, with that knee in your neck.
Cool. Put your knee in my neck. I'm going to put my knee in your bank account and your business account.
But in that moment, you will get drug up off of there.
I'm waiting for the moment later.
That ain't the time to do nothing. The time to do something is
drag
discreetly tweet from your seat. And then when you get off, then you handle your business. The confrontation doesn't happen in that moment because they're
going to
win. They have the upper hand.
That's cool. I'm gonna have the upper hand in court.
Hi.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad though?
I'm mad because I gotta take my butt into work. I'm trying to hit this lottery so I won't ever have to work again. That's why I'm mad.
The chances of that is like 100 million to one, though.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I play the Powerball every week, and you know, I'm trying to at least hit one number so I can still work it.
Mm. Well, brother, how long you say you play it every week? So how many years you been playing every week?
I probably spend about 10 a week or so. So, yeah.
So in the essence of trying to get money, you losing money.
Absolutely. But, dang, I'm trying to at least hit, like, something, you know. $4 back or something. I ain't got nothing back.
Dang, brother.
Go get a scratch off.
Hey, I tried that too, big dog. Tried it too. Ain't got nothing. So,
all right, who is this?
This is Titus Curtis.
All right, well, have a good day at work.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, sir.
All right, boo.
$5, Buster.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Labor Day weekend. It's a tradition. White linen party going down at the Harrah's Casino. Raheem Devon, Lila James, Lavelle. More acts to be announced.
Mm-hmm.
So have you begun to think about what image you want to present on that Sunday?
Not at all.
Why
told
not?
You the week of, maybe even the weekend of.
What?
Yeah,
boy, if you don't sufficiently plan out your outfit, you might wind up looking crazy.
I'm finna do all that. I am not finna do all that. Lord knows you have, though.
This article right here resounds with me personally, just because I feel like I'm your mother.
Who?
Me.
Who's mama?
Yours.
No, you're not.
I feel like it. Brian B. Shining is the man. So the headline says, parents have more than 2,000 fights with their kids each year.
Damn!
So if it's 365 days in a year, that means that people are arguing like 3 to 4 times per day.
That's a lot.
You think we argue like 3 to 4 times per day?
Something like that. Sometimes more.
See, that's why I said I feel like your mother.
Well, sometimes I feel like your father.
Nah, no, you don't.
Yes, I do.
There's no way.
Yes. Oh, there's way.
There's no way you can feel that.
Oh, there's way. There's definitely a way. Brian, let me get some money. Let me borrow a dollar.
You don't ever give it to me.
Just like your father.
We can call my father right now and let him handle this.
Proceed.
So in the article, it says that parents only win half of the arguments. How?
Damn. That couldn't be my parents.
Right, because after a while, like, I just toughen up on you and say, do as I say.
This is not, this is,
it's this because I shed it.
What, you have.
What Nene say? I shed what I shed.
You have no fight, no dog in the fight right now. Zero. Boy, look, even with my pops and my second mother, like, if you even came with them with some aggression or anything, it'll get shut down immediately. Wasn't no fight.
Mm. So, some of the arguments, dirty room, oh. Children complaining about being hungry and then refusing to eat.
Well, look, how many African American households was this in?
I don't know.
Because I'm pretty sure you was raised by the same thing that I was raised by. Either you eat what we have or you ain't hungry.
You ain't hungry.
Yeah.
And it was no conversation. I'm bored. Go clean up.
Yeah, go do something.
Dang, that's not fun.
Yeah, go outside, do something. It's always something to do. Mm. My grandma had us cleaning the walls. I am not lying about that.
Right, that's a clean house.
Yeah.
You haven't carried on that tradition.
I haven't?
No.
I haven't?
No.
You wanna go there right now? Because we can go inside of your car and take a tour of that.
What do my car have to do with my house? How about that?
Well, a clean house and a clean car, I think they're kind of the same.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Not my case.
Well, yeah, no, you don't. You can't differentiate yourself from this, all right?
Yes, I can.
You're the same.
Whatever. You've never been in my home, so you don't know what my house looks
so?
Like.
I know you tell me it's closed everywhere.
Not everywhere, just in my room.
No, yeah.
To my room, not everywhere.
What other arguments do they have on there?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wouldn't have flew in my household. I know that. Flies in your household, though.
Carry on, young man, please.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Tomorrow's going to be sunny and beautiful for the ice cream truck pull-up. It's National Ice Cream Month. Did you know that?
I had no clue.
So this is fitting. I'm going to be pulling up on the summer program tomorrow, giving the kids free ice cream. Oh, Lord. If you know of a summer program, send an email to heyshay@kprs.com with the details, contact person, all that good stuff.
Where are we going to be at tomorrow?
Ice cream. Once again, we pulling up, surprise.
I wanted to ask that so we could play the song. Cream Man. Boom, boom, boom.
So Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has basically said any player kneeling during the national anthem will be without a job. Hmm. So Dak Prescott said Friday, it has no effect on me because I do exactly what I'm doing, what I've said. What I stand by, whether I was wearing the star or not, whether I was playing for Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, or any other owner, I believe in what I believe in, and that's that. So he will be standing at attention. Hmm. Also, Ezekiel Elliott is also on board with standing, and just about every other cowboy is saying that they will be listening to what Jerry Jones has mandated.
As far as the Dallas Cowboys are concerned, you know where I stand. Our team knows where I stand on the issue. It's our position that we've always had a written policy in place.
Mm. So the question is, how do you feel about Jerry Jones mandating that all players must stand for the national anthem or risk being fired?
This issue ain't going away no time soon, especially with Jerry Jones coming out and talking about it. The NFLPA, which is the NFL Players Union, and the owners are currently trying to come to source some sort of agreement when it comes to this issue. But let's look at Jerry Jones, though. This is a man who signed Greg Hardy, who was found guilty of assaulting an ex-girlfriend and sentenced to 18 months probation. Dude had guns all over the place, was apparently put hands on his woman. Jerry Jones is also the man who was caught in the elevator with a young lady in a peculiar position with his pants down. These pictures are on the internet.
Mm.
So for him to come out and try to make players, you know, stand for the anthem, or there will be consequences, it shows your cards. It shows your hand to me on where you place certain things.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722. Look for highs in the lower 70s today with a PM thunderstorm in some spots. Mostly cloudy at 66 right now in Overland Park. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends.
Leo season, baby.
Actor and comedian Dean Edwards is 48 today. Tammy Rivera, reality TV star and wife of Waka Flocka Flame, is 32.
Fine.
Actress Vivica Fox is 54 today.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry Crews, actor.
How did you know? I love this song.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing.
Sing it, Brian.
And I need you. And I miss you.
He's 50 years old today. And actor Lawrence Fishburne is 50. Yes.
School days. What y'all know about school days?
He's 57 today.
Happy birthday to everybody born on July 30th.
Shouts out to Kung Fu Kenny, King Kenny. Boy, look, he played the hell out of the roll laces on an episode of Power last night.
You lying. Who the are you?
Nobody. Hold up. You take this and you sell it.
You don't have any friends, do you? You find it hard to make and maintain human connection, right? Are you sad? You feeling empty? Hard to be there for people you love, ain't it? Cymbalta can help. Cymbalta is a medication used to treat symptoms of depression. Side effects may include stiffness, dizziness, butt bleeds, burns, and noise.
Get the out of here.
You nasty, nasty.
Well, look. Kendrick has a future in acting, man. He really, really tore that role to pieces.
Mm.
I know you didn't see it.
No.
And he made sure to let you know that he not a crackhead. He was a flockerhead.
Cause I'm a crackhead. Ow!
Oh, Lord. So DC Young Fly has admitted to making Azealia Banks cry on Wildin' Out. Why you put the applause on there?
Take me to the decision to do this with Kanye.
Oh, wrong one. Here we go. Here's them talking about
it. We on stage playing a game called So Petty. So this all Fly says, all my said. Something like Nick Cannon's so petty is like that. You know, he really wanted Cardi B, but he bought Azealia Banks' little ugly ass instead. But DC called everybody little ugly ass. He didn't call his daughter little ugly ass.
His mom. She called my mama little ugly ass.
Everybody
sure
little
did.
Ugly ass girl. Then she started talking about, you ain't gonna never gonna be anything. You're never gonna make it. You're gonna be broke the rest of your life. You're a you.
I
DC
am,
didn't
what
say
I say? What I say? What I say?
You didn't say nothing. You said, I'm gonna save it for the wild style. And that just ran around the building. Then she kept talking.
Kept talking about me.
And then
y'all.
Fly came back and hit her one time, one good time about her braces. And then she, it
bop,
was
hit her right in the mouth.
Classic case, she just couldn't take it.
Yeah, you got to watch that, you know. It's most people who do dish it out can't take it, though. Lord have mercy. So feds are urging fans of the In My Feelings challenge not to hop out their cars and start dancing.
Use your common sense, y'all. Stop trying to be cool.
They said, quote, the dance floor is the right place for dance moves, not our nation's roads and highways. In 2016, more than 37,000 people were killed on our nation's roads, and 10% of those were related to distracted driving. So this is really serious, Brian.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Raiders linebacker Tahir Whitehead is calling out Dak Prescott's decision to stand during the national anthem in the upcoming NFL season. He tweeted, sounds like Dak don't want to lose that Campbell soup deal. Eye roll emoji and clown emoji. I don't think that it's right for people to ridicule another person who has decided that they don't want to participate in the protest. But I also feel that it's wrong for folks to prevent people from wanting to voice their opinion about something. This country was founded on peaceful protest.
Right.
It's literally written in the charter of this country that people can do that. So I just think it's wrong on both ends. You know, if he doesn't want to participate, that's his business.
Right. It's tough. The thing that I hate about all this is that they continue to dilute the original intention of this protest.
Yes.
That's what I'm most upset about. And I know the NFL, they have to look after their bottom line, and this is not quote unquote good for business, but this is a worthy cause of being talked about.
The issue remains of people being killed in the streets by police authorities and the uneven treatment.
It has nothing to do with disrespecting the flag or disrespecting the military.
So, of course, Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys, has mandated that all of the players must stand or pain of losing their job. What is your thoughts on this?
It's your boy Ray the Jerk, man, the mayor of Kansas City. I definitely feel like it is wrong of Jerry Jones to mandate that his players cannot protest during the anthem. And then secondly, I feel that the NFL should make a policy that teams cannot hold their players, cannot penalize their players after they finalize the deal on what, you know, the players can or cannot do for the protest. I think that's kind of contradicting, if you will, of their policy, only to come back and say, well, if you do protest, you're going to get penalized afterwards. And that's wrong.
What do you say to folks who say these men are just trying to keep their jobs, like the players like Dak Prescott or Ezekiel Elliott, who are saying, look, we're going to stand up no matter what?
Well, the thing is, if they've already been standing, I have no issue with that. You know, we can't force players to protest during the anthem. However, the ones who have taken the knee or put a fist up in the air, and if they decide to change their stance because of the policy, then that's definitely taking away their freedom of expression, their right to protest as well. And for the ones who are saying, oh, I just want my job, then you're kind of turning your back against the fans who believe in you because it should start with the players, not with the fans.
You know he know all about that protesting, Brian. He was just protesting Thursday. I see you.
I'll shut you down.
Keep fighting for the people, Ray. That's Ray, appreciate you, dog.
You know it. All right, y'all.
All right, man.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
68 homicides in the town for 2018, Brian.
Way too many.
August is What Will Your Legacy Be month. And as we move into a new month, I'm going to challenge everybody listening right now to think about, what will the record tell about you? What will the record say about your individual contribution to the world? As a family, as a state, as a city, as a country, what will your legacy be?
Well,
I talk to you about this all the time.
Yeah. With me personally, I've always strived to make an impact on my city that raised me in the city that I grew up in. And I think that I've done some things to help my city out. I know you have. You're not even from here. You know what I'm saying? And I know you've done that in every city that you've been in. And you set a great example for that.
It's important for us to read these headlines and really take stock in what we're doing to change ourselves, which will in turn impact our families and city and state and country and all of that. There's a personal responsibility that each of us has when we read stories about a young mother under the age of 30 being killed in her front yard, and she's leaving behind 4 babies. I didn't know her personally, but I feel something in my body when I read that headline. Like,
just thinking about those babies and not having their mother.
Did we miss something? Like, could we have prevented it? Just being more aware of what's going on. What will your legacy be? Think about that this morning.
103 Jams and The Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got to come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
Legendary comedic icon himself, Mr. George Wallace.
Mr. Washington.
You know this, Mr. Washington. How about that?
That's right. Stealing.
Stealing.
Stealing. The Census Bureau.
Look at it. So that's the movie I did then, and they play it every week. Do you know I get a check every week from the movie The Wash?
Wow.
Because that's a cult classic. I love that movie.
That's all it is, 85 cents, but I get it.
The new Mr. Vegas is back. You've got another residency in Las Vegas. How exciting is this?
It is so good to be back in Vegas. I was here for 10 years, and I used to own the show, and we made so much money. I'm not going to lie to you. We were very successful. Then they asked me to come back to this new property, the Westgate Casino and Resort, and it's just a lot of fun. And you need to come back because, you know, at George Wallace's show, you never know who's going to show up, from Chris Rock, Chris Tucker, Jerry Seinfeld, Aretha Franklin. It's Vegas like it used to be. We just have a lot of fun. And that's what it's all about, having fun. And you need some laughter in your life. And don't wear any clothes out here because it's too hot. It's already 104, 8 o'clock in the morning. Ooh, too hot.
Man. Mr. Wallace, have you had a chance to coach up any of the new comedians, like, let's say, you know, Kevin Hart or Tony Rock or anyone like that?
I know Kevin Hart, Tony Rock. We're on tour together. On the road, so we came to Kansas City. Me and Tony Rock and some more. We're on the road together. And Kevin Hart, I was just talking to him yesterday. I told him I saw his brand new movie. He said, "How did you say it? It's not out yet?" I said, "In New York on 125th Street."
They already got it.
You can get anything on 125th Street. I come from a poor family. You know, we were so poor we could only watch Sanford. You know.
Oh so. Lord.
This is Kansas City. Y'all got the best reels in the world there. Oh, my goodness.
You damn right we do.
You better watch your language on this damn telephone. And I don't cuss, but I met a rapper yesterday. I met a rapper named Walker Flocka Flame.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't cuss, but Walker Flocka, it's pretty close to cussing, isn't it?
Pretty close.
I was at church Sunday, and the bishop walked up in the pulpit, and I said, "Look at this Walker Flocka up in here." So listen, we talk about everybody. We talk about everything. Listen, you guys, you have listeners in Kansas City. Do me a favor. You can give away 3 pairs of tickets to come see the George Wallace I Be Thinking show at the Westgate in Las Vegas. All you got to do is take their name, the winners, and you just report it to me, and we'll take care of your listeners. 2 tickets to see the George Wallace I Be Thinking show at the Westgate Hotel. How about that?
Oh, that's wonderful. We'll be happy to do that. And when I come to Vegas next time, I'm going to make sure that I come see you myself. I should be there in the next couple months.
Shay, you got it done. Please do, Shay. Call me. Let's report it. Let's do a live interview while you're out here. Brian, you come too, okay?
Oh, I would love to do that. I love Vegas. Vegas feel like home.
Well, come, and it's all new out here. You know, they just legalized marijuana here. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I did not know that. Oh.
So, and we got the Raiders coming, the football team.
Okay, Mr. Wallace, I'm a Chiefs fan, and you know the Raiders is our rival.
Well, you know, that is true. But when the Kansas City plays here, then you'll come here. We'll have fun then. How about that?
That sounds wonderful. I'm down with that.
You guys need to know it's fun. When I come to Kansas City again, I'm going to come in the station live, and we're going to leave there. We're going to go to Gates. We're going to go to a Peace Street Cafe. We're going to eat. You hear me?
Yes.
I'm with it.
That sounds like a bet.
Make sure when you're in Vegas, check out the hilarious, the legend, Mr. George Wallace at his Las Vegas new residency at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Thank you for joining us on The Morning Grind. We appreciate your time.
Good morning, everybody. This is Dr. George Wallace. I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823 today. Look for highs in the upper 70s. A break from the heat. PM thunderstorm in the mix as well. Right now, you are cloudy at 69 at Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
You remember Bailey Dayton, former Miss Missouri. She came on the show when she won the title.
Uh-huh.
She's now on Big Brother, and she won the new head of household role and had to nominate two house guests for eviction.
Come on, you got this.
I have been on this leaderboard for 10 rounds. My heart is just pounding out of my chest right now. I am one person away from being your new HOH. Like, what is happening?
And with great honor, I give you the keys to your new room.
They better leave her alone on that show, too.
They bother her?
Oh, I don't know. I was just guessing. With any reality show, I'm just guessing that they bother each other.
Yeah, she's from Lee Summit, and we're very proud of her. Uh-huh. What do you think, girl? So Lauryn Hill is reportedly suing her cousin over a $65,000 loan. Apparently, she gave her cousin Gerald Hill $65,000 and he never paid her back or had any intent to, says the court documents.
$40.
So he agreed to a contract where he would pay her back 10% interest after 3 months of settling his debt.
That's steep.
And she was actually saving his home out of foreclosure. And I guess he was like, forget it, you got it. That's messed up, though. When somebody helped you when you needed it, and then for you to be like, you all right, you got it.
That sounds like something you would do.
I would never do anything like that. My integrity is of the highest order. I would never do that to somebody.
Brian, give me $50. You got it.
I would never get somebody who helped me and then turn my back on them and act like I wouldn't pay that back. Except Sally Mae.
See? There you go.
Sally right Mae, I...
No.
I don't know Sally Mae.
You just said...
Sally Mae?
No. But they helped you when you was down. And you need to pay them back.
I'm talking about a person I know.
With interest.
Not my family members. You know,
$5,
right,
Buster.
Okay. So Tamar Braxton was on a flight, apparently, with her sister, Tawanda Braxton. And Tawanda put up a video of an interaction with a pilot on the flight. And she's calling it a flying while black incident.
Here's how this works. My flight attendants work for me. They give orders that come from me, okay?
Yes.
And so if you get an instruction from a flight attendant, I need to know that you are willing and able to do what you're told to do. Are you willing and able to do what you're told to do by a flight attendant? Don't ask me any questions. Answer yes or no.
Mr. Gray, I said yes.
Okay, thank you.
But I
will not. Is this kindergarten?
Yeah, he basically sunned her. Yeah.
Like, bro, you ain't gonna be talking to me like that. Half of the battle with some of these exchanges is the way that you talk to people.
Yeah.
You ain't finna tell me what to do, fam.
So Tawanda told Tamar, let's get off the plane. And so then she was like, I just wanted a blanket. That's what it appeared to sound like she said. So I don't know what the heck happened. Tamar hasn't said anything on her social medias about this.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.